Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Licking County Sports Spotlight here on WCLT.com. I'm Brian Mays, and on the Sports Spotlight, we'll feature a local high school here in the county and speak to athletic directors, coaches, and players for this winter sports season. The Sports Spotlight is brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Licking Memorial Health Systems, and Par Excellence STEM Academy. We turn our sights now to Northridge girls basketball. We've got three players with us, and we hope they'll all three behave, but all bets are off. We have Ava Travis, Naya Moore, and Maddie Nur. Naya and Maddie are seniors and co-captains, and Ava's a junior. So first of all, ladies, thank you for joining us. Let's talk about the season so far. It's definitely kind of been a roller coaster. You got on a roll, lost a few games. Now you're back on a hot streak. So what's maybe turned the corner in the last three games? Ava, we'll start with you.
I mean, we have all our ups and downs. You know, when we play together and we play with all our energy and effort and everything we have, it goes well most of the time, but sometimes we just get in a slump and it just doesn't go very well.
The ball doesn't go in sometimes.
No.
It just happens.
I would say that recently we've been focusing more on defense instead of offense, and I think that's been helping us to get some more wins under our belt, because in the beginning we were kind of focusing on offense a lot and our plays and getting those nailed down, and now that we're focusing on defense, I think defense is a big key to winning a game.
Well, I'm this old where the three-point shot came in my senior year. That's how old I am. And I love that, and I don't even know what the word defense meant. So I completely understand.
I say what both of them have said, but also I think practices have just been more fun and more team bonding. And I think that's helped us a lot.
Well, since you said what they said, we'll start with you this time around, Maddie. So as a captain with this group, practices are important and you have to lead by example. So what do you try to incorporate in your game and practices leading up to games to help the younger underclassmen say, okay, these are things I need to do to get better?
Work hard and just put the effort in and try every day, whether that's it's 100%, but whether that's 45% one day, as long as you're still giving that 100%, then I say like that's a good example for everyone there in learning plays.
True.
I would say my biggest leading by example is definitely my attitude. I love to be the most positive person on the court, and I always have a huge smile on my face. I try to make everyone around me happy and comfortable and try to give off a positive vibe.
So, okay, I'm going to elaborate on that a little bit. So you can see somebody's just not into it. They're just struggling. Maybe it was just they had a bad class, they got a bad grade, and they're just not into it in practice. What do you try to do from a positive standpoint?
Well, I'd usually try to crack a couple jokes, make them laugh if I can, and then if they need help with something, I'm always there. I'm always, you know, here to lend a helping hand. I can tutor, I can, you know, help out with basketball if they need it, anything they need.
Are they good jokes? Are they dad jokes? I'm a little concerned.
Do you want to hear one?
We've got time.
All right.
Let's go.
What do you call a fish with no eyes?
A fish with no eyes. I don't know. Ava, let's turn over to you after that debacle. How do you think these two have led? What inspires you? Because being a junior, you're already a leader, and obviously you'll be asked to be a bigger leader next year. What do you see from this group, besides the jokes?
Those help a lot. But I see effort and like wanting to be there for the team and helping out everyone, wanting to win most of all, I think, is what brings us all together.
You guys have been in a lot of close games as well this year, and you've won a couple of those close games, really. So is it a confidence thing where if it is tight, you think you will be able to make the decisions? We'll start with you this time.
Yeah, I think if it's tight, we all get a lot more focused and we're able to really pull it together to, you know, go in for the win.
You know, I would say that when it's a tight game, instead of some teams crash and burn and start bickering at each other, we pull it together and we play as a team. And it's team ball, it's not just me ball.
That's huge, Ava.
Yeah, going off that, like other teams you'll see fighting and stuff. We all get along so well, and that is like the biggest part of it, I think, because we don't get down on ourselves.
Well, and when you see that from the other team, if there is that frustration, you probably see, hey, we got a chance to pounce here.
Yeah, definitely. It helps.
Yeah, that happened last night, actually.
Did it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. This girl was yelling at her teammates, and me and Ava are looking at each other like, we caught there's
something wrong here. Yeah. The sport, girls basketball, has just exploded. And it is amazing, the coverage now that's going on and the style of play. Everyone will say that girls basketball is more of a team sport. You mentioned the meatball. You see that a lot at the other levels with the guys, especially in the NBA. If I see one more team jack up 63-pointers, I'm going to go crazy. But what do you think has led to maybe the popularity? I mean, I'm assuming all three of you enjoy watching girls' college basketball, WNBA, and things of that nature. But what do you think has made it such it has become just a favorite sport here in the country?
I mean, I think it's really fun to watch, and there's a lot of things not seen and not known about girls' basketball that are coming up now recently that are exciting, honestly.
Maddie?
I would say it's also kind of like football. I think we're on the ground way more than any guys' team ever.
Okay.
I think it's probably way more aggressive in certain aspects, so.
Now, do you enjoy the physicality?
Yeah.
I figured you were going to say that.
I feel like girls' basketball can sometimes be more mental. Mm-hmm. And I feel like men's basketball, a lot of the times it's just who's taller, who's more jacked. And girls' basketball, like, you know, we don't really hit the gym. So, you know, it's all mental. We have to really think it through. And, you know, it's not just a strong body, it's a strong mind.
So we talked about the popularity, but what got you into it? What made you want to decide to play basketball at a very young age?
I started playing in third grade, and that was pretty forced upon by my dad, but I appreciate it now. I mean, we'd go to the park and we'd just go play one-on-one, even though I was, you know, 5 foot nothing and he was 6 foot five, but I started having a lot of fun with basketball from a young age, and so I never stopped.
Ava?
Yeah, I also started playing in third grade. My dad was my coach, and I had a really good group of friends that we all stuck together, played forever. And yeah, it was a lot of fun, and I stuck with it. And now I want to keep doing it for a long time.
Good for you.
I also started in third grade.
Okay, we got a pattern here. We have a pattern.
I would say that I started playing because I've watched my three older brothers play it growing up. So, yeah.
So did we have battles in the backyard with your brothers playing hoops? Because, again, if you like physicality,
yeah.
I can see you challenging them.
Yeah. I bet one of them one kind.
I'm hoping you're not doing that now, because that could lead to a technical foul. That's for sure. So we've got just about half the season left before tournament play comes in. Obviously, you want to do well, and you want to do those things, and it still is a team sport. I get it. But as individuals, how do you want to help this team get ready for postseason play and make the biggest run that you can? That's probably the most loaded question I'm going to ask, I promise.
Well, me personally, I think I need to work on my confidence and putting more shots up than usual. And I think at the beginning of the season, I was all about, I get the ball and I pass it and I'm done. Like, and now I'm starting to get more into, like, when I get the ball, I'm going to do something with it and I'm going to go up and maybe go to the free throw line or get a shot up, but just shooting more.
Was that your intention to try to get more players involved? Is that why you wanted to pass the ball, or you're just too nice? I know the answer.
Just too nice.
No, see, I'm fine. And I'm
Well, at the beginning of the season, I sprained my ankle. And so, like, when I first came back into games, I was, like, so nervous that I was going to hurt myself again.
Yeah.
And so I just didn't really want to get in there and get physical. But now I'm getting a lot more comfortable.
Well, we don't have to worry about that with this one. So what are you looking forward to for the rest of the season?
Finish playing with the team and be a team and play. I would also say that I need to work on putting more shots up and shooting the ball more and driving and just overall staying positive for the team.
Well, I guess you're not getting any shots. If these two are going to shoot it all, I guess you're done. So what are your goals?
Okay, well, I guess also with shooting, but I need to start working on finishing and going stronger to the basket. And I just want to do my best to help them finish their senior year because I don't get to play with them again after that. So.
That's very nice. That's very nice. All right, here comes the toughest question. Coach, what's he like? Is he easy to play for, his mentality? Now, you're the only one that could be in trouble. You're a junior, so there could be retribution. Yeah, so the seniors, they're good to go. So I understand if you plead the fifth. So we'll start with the co-cap.
Bill, close your ears. I love Bill. Bill is probably my favorite coach that I've ever had in basketball, and I think that he really pushes me to be my best. He's one of my favorite coaches ever because my freshman year, he gave me a chance to play varsity, and I mean, I came to the occasion, but I was just so happy that he gave me the chance and he gave me the opportunities that he's given me, and I think I've really grown as a player and as a person because of him.
I will say that me and Bill butt heads sometimes.
Again, I'm not surprised by this.
But overall, I think he is a good coach, and he cares a lot for this team and for us as players and individuals on and off the court, and that shows in general. And, yeah, he's a good coach.
All right, you can do it. You can do it.
I'm going to build on what they said. And I think he always is there for us, always wanting to have a good time, make us laugh, make us smile. And then also for basketball, he's always teaching us more and giving us more. And I think he's a really good coach.
Works for me. Ladies, it's after practice. I know you want to get going. Thank you so much for your time. Best of luck the rest of the season.
Thank you so much.
And now we turn our sights to the man who just got all compliments that he cannot believe, Coach Bill Mitchin. Coach, thank you so much for joining us. And this is year what for you running this Lady Girls Vikings program?
This is my fourth year here at Northridge.
Have you felt like you've developed what you wanted to? Because I always think a coach can have a 2-3-4 year plan. How do you feel it's gone along since you came here to Northridge?
I think we came into Northridge with the objective or goal, if you will, of stabilizing a program that had traditionally not had a lot of stability. And so that was my first objective. And I feel like over the last 4 years, we've taken some major steps forward towards doing that. The fact that our numbers over the last 3-4 years have been consistent in terms of number of players that came out to play, the number of players who have stayed with the program from 1 year to the next, those are all positive signs. So I guess the answer to your question is yes, I think we've made the progress that we'd hoped to make. I don't think we're, as any coach would tell you, we're not where we need to be just yet.
Right.
But I can tell you that this team this year in particular has made a tremendous step forward.
And I know that's what Athletic Director Kevin Jarrett, when I've talked to him always before, it's getting involvement, getting participation, doing what we need to do. So to have that mindset at the coach too, I think it's important because it is a tight-knit community out here. And once you get the word buzzing about, you know, whatever it is, basketball, wrestling, what have it seems like, okay, we can get something going.
No, I think that's true. And I think the fact that this is a tight-knit community is a key in terms of what you have to approach to try and build that stability. In fact, one of the things that we did this season, which I think has really reaped positive benefits, is when we made some changes to our coaching staff, we brought in coaches who are from the community and who have known the kids and known the families for quite a while. And you can see the interactions happening now that are very, very positive and favorable, where the kids are accepting coaching more readily because of the familiarity with the families. And so the community support and that familiarity has gone a long way towards the success we've seen this season.
We've not really talked about anything on the hardwood yet, because I think it's always about what a team can develop together. And we had those three girls, and you could see they absolutely care for each other, and they enjoy not the sport as, yeah, they do enjoy the sport, but they enjoy being a part of the sport with these fellow teammates. And I think that's a huge compliment to you and the staff for getting that done.
I appreciate that. And I think it comes down a little bit to philosophy. And I tell this story to whoever will listen. We were at a summer camp years ago, and I was talking to a college coach at a major university. And I asked her what it was like trying to motivate college players. And she looked at me and she said, "Coach, boys play basketball to have fun. Girls have to have fun to play basketball." And so if you take that information and you kind of break it down, what you realize is that if you try to treat the girls the same way you treat the boys when I coach the boys, it wasn't going to be a successful endeavor. And so we try to put a balance, and I think you saw and heard of it from the girls today. We try to have a balance of, let's just be silly sometimes, but then in building relationships with them being silly, we also build their trust so that when we do demand things from them on the court, they're willing to try. And we really do, this coaching staff this year and I, we have really emphasized being risk takers. Don't be afraid to make the mistake. Don't make the mistake twice, but you got to make a mistake to learn from it.
Yeah.
And so this group has really embraced that. We've taken some risks, we've made some mistakes, we lost a close game here and there, but you mentioned earlier to the girls, we've won some close games. I think that's because we're not afraid to take risks, that they're not afraid to be embarrassed by doing something that they're uncomfortable with perhaps. And so I really love that about this basketball team. They are risk takers.
And you mentioned it in there, and I think a lot of people are incorrect what I'm about to say, is they think this generation doesn't want to be coached, and I totally disagree. Now, when they get to a certain level, they may say, hey, I know more about the game than this coach, I make more. We're not at that point. I think the girls want to learn, and they want to learn how to play, and I think knowledge is power, so whatever they're learning in practice, like you alluded to, is going to help them for the games. But I never have thought that this generation said, we don't need coaching, we know how to play. You give it to them, they'll take it.
No, I completely agree with that. And it's a bit of a delicate balance because every kid obviously is a little bit different and what her buttons are, you can push or
right,
not push.
Yeah.
But I agree with you that none of them want to come out here just to be mediocre. And we talk about that a lot. Nobody strives to be mediocre. We strive to be better than we were yesterday. Are we better today? And so the only way to do that is if they accept the coaching. And they understand that. And they also understand that when we do coach them up, it's never, ever, ever personal. Mm-hmm. It's always about you as an individual developing your skills so that you can be happier and more comfortable in the things that you're doing.
Yeah.
And in doing that, you're making a bigger contribution to the team overall. So I think they absolutely want to be coached. It's just a question of, you know, how do you determine which one needs what kind of emphasis?
Absolutely. So you had a 3-game losing streak,
mm-hmm.
and kind of like, okay, where's this ship going to go at this point? You get a win at Heath. It's basically defense at the end, which the girls said, mm-hmm. we're starting to understand defense. Mm-hmm. You've gotten a few more wins after that. So what has impressed you about this ball club to recover from? Again, it could have gone either way, and yet they've taken the high road, and here we go.
This is clearly the most resilient basketball team I've had in my 4 years. And a lot of that comes back to what we talked about earlier in terms of community, friendships, trust. Okay, they played together since they were in 30, right?
That's right.
Okay, they were chomping at the bit. The juniors and seniors just couldn't wait for this freshman class that we had this year to finally get to high school so they could be together and play together again.
Wow.
And those relationships have gone a long way towards building the resiliency that we now have as a basketball team. There's not a moment in a game where this basketball team doesn't think they can turn it around. We can be down 20, we can be down 3. They think we're going to turn around because they believe in each other. And that's a huge step forward in terms of the mental makeup of our girls basketball program here.
And I apologize, I can't remember which one said it, but you know, even said, sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. We're not going to get too high here, we're not going to get too low here. We're going to say, okay, whatever we can learn from the win or the defeat, we'll take it to the next game.
And that's that has to be our mindset. We're not perfect, and we don't pretend to be perfect. But we don't accept mediocrity. And that's what I love about these girls, is that they understand when we're playing below our level of play and we need to execute better and perform better. They understand that, they want to do that, and they are motivating themselves, quite frankly, to make that happen. As coaches, we don't have to push them nearly as hard as you might think to say, hey, we can do better.
Is the game in a good spot right now? I think it is. I'm nervous of what sometimes we're seeing on TV, and I enjoy Caitlin Clark, but it reminds me of Steph Curry, where, oh, let me practice these 35, 40 footers and things. Now, again, they both can assist with the basketball, they both do different things, but is there a concern that, again, the exposure in the TV can make them think I can be the next person? yeah, I wanted to be the next Charles Barkley based on my, but you know, it didn't happen, things of that nature. So is there a concern from a coaching standpoint that the explosion could lead to something going the other way?
That's a great question, but I think it comes down to what level you're at and the continuum, if you will.
Okay.
I think if you're a dyed-in-the-wool Division I potential athlete who already is probably going to be able to get into the WNBA, then yeah, I think some of that might be an issue. But for the overwhelming majority of female basketball players in high school, that's not them. So they're playing, again, they're playing because it's fun to play. They're playing because they get joy out of seeing success. And I think that there's still more emphasis on playing with my teammates and my friends and all of us experiencing that joy together than it is at an individual level. Now, again, Division I players, they probably have a different viewpoint on that. But for the overwhelming majority, I believe the exposure is great. I think it motivates kids at the lower levels to want to do more, but I don't see it hurting the game at the moment. If you want to talk about hurting the game, we got to talk about other sports.
I got you. Well, you made a cynical media person feel better about that, so that's very good. Coach, we appreciate your time. It was great talking to your girls and to you, and best of luck for the rest of the season.
Right, thank you. I appreciate your time.
This is the Licking County Sports Spotlight on WCLT.com. This Sports Spotlight was brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Par Excellence STEM Academy, and Licking Memorial Health Systems.